This is Fresh Air. In Where'd You Go, Bernadette, the new movie by Richard Linklater, Cate Blanchett plays a once-famous architect who's been stuck in a creative rut for 20 years. The movie is an adaptation of a novel by Maria Semple and also features performances by Billy Crudup, Emma Nelson, Kristen Wiig, and Lawrence Fishburne. Film critic Justin Chang has this review.
The writer-director Richard Linklater has said that he cast Cate Blanchett in his new comedy, Where'd You Go, Bernadette, because in his words, only a genius can portray a genius believably. Whether you agree with that or not, it's hard to deny that Blanchett was the right genius for the role of Bernadette Fox, the central character in this delightful and eccentric adaptation of Maria Semple's 2012 novel. Notably, this is the first Linklater movie to feature a solo female lead, and Bernadette instantly emerges as one of the most vibrant and complicated characters in the director's filmography. She's a brilliant, legendary architect who once designed an eco-friendly modernist home built completely from materials sourced within a 20-mile radius. But that was two decades ago, before she hit a major slump, and she hasn't designed anything since. Now Bernadette lives in Seattle, in an enormous ramshackle house with her husband, LG, and their teenage daughter, Bee. Their life together seems chaotic, but reasonably happy at first. Billy Crudup makes a nice voice of sanity as LG, a Microsoft tech visionary who helps keep his wife grounded. Bee, played by a winning newcomer named Emma Nelson, is plucky and smart, and she's managed to talk her parents into going on a family vacation to Antarctica before she departs for an elite boarding school. But all is not well with Bernadette, who loves her family but can't stand anyone else. Sporting a brown bob of hair, she likes to hide behind dark sunglasses and look the other way when she's approached by adoring fans or local busybodies, like her overbearing neighborhood nemesis, Audrey, played by a terrific Kristen Wiig. In addition to her antisocial streak, Bernadette suffers severe anxiety attacks and may or may not be hooked on prescription meds. Blanchett gives a splendidly mercurial performance. At times, Bernadette's nerves are so raw and exposed that she might remind you of the desperately neurotic widow the actress played and won an Oscar for in Blue Jasmine. The script, which Linklater wrote with Holly Gent and Vincent Palmo Jr., has a shambling but tightly plotted structure that keeps throwing you off balance. Bernadette can be acerbic, tender, charming, and maddening, sometimes all at once, and it's both funny and painful to watch Blanchett strip away the character's psychological defenses, layer by fragile layer. We see just how vulnerable Bernadette can be in one scene, when she's driving her daughter home through a rainstorm. Bee is choreographing an elephant-themed dance for a first-grade performance, and Bernadette is eager to attend. It's at this moment in the car that an impromptu Cyndi Lauper sing-along breaks out, and Bernadette starts to choke up. If you're lost, you can look, and you will find me, time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting, time after time.
See? Mom, this is why I don't want you to come to the elephant dance.
I just need you to know how hard it is for me sometimes.
What's hard?
The banality of life. But I retain the right to be incredibly moved by those little things no one notices. You know, for better and worse. It's not going to stop me taking you to the South Pole.
We're not going to the South Pole, Mom.
We're not?
No, the only place tourists go is the Antarctic Peninsula. Only researchers and scientists go as far as the South Pole.
As singular as Bernadette is, she feels distantly related to all the marginalized misfits and wayward souls Linklater has gravitated toward in movies as different as Slacker and School of Rock. The director also has an instinctive affection for artists, and you can feel his sympathy and his respect for Bernadette surging through every scene. She may be a misanthrope, but she's a misanthrope you can't help but love, whether she's launching into one anguished verbal aria after another, or dictating lengthy, punctuation-free emails to her virtual personal assistant. Some of those devices come straight from the novel, which was written in an epistolary format, its story pieced together from letters, emails, and other documents. The movie is more conventionally constructed, and in some ways, it feels like a lark for Linklater, a zippy, lightweight diversion compared with the more audacious, dramatic experiments of Boyhood and the romantic trilogy that began with Before Sunrise. But in its own way, this is also a story about the passage of time, the way life can thwart an artist's hopes and dreams. The title of Where'd You Go, Bernadette? Asks what happened to the brilliant creative force Bernadette used to be. But it also takes on a more literal meaning when she escapes an intervention that her husband has arranged, concerned about her increasingly erratic behavior. Bernadette goes on that trip to Antarctica by herself, and LG and B chase after her. Much beautifully controlled chaos ensues. The third act sends the characters through a whirlwind of farcical twists and emotional reckonings, but it also becomes a genuinely stirring tribute to a woman rediscovering her true calling in the unlikeliest place imaginable. The gorgeous polar scenery becomes a chilly backdrop for one of the sweetest movie endings I've seen this year.
Justin Chang is a film critic for the LA Times.